Hello, hello. This is Arthur with a new beginning, a new life. I'm trying to get this ball rolling on this podcast. I want to get out here and really inspire some people and show people there is actually going to be a next chapter in their life when they feel like they're at the last chapter of their life. So I think that's very important to give people that encouragement, a little peace of mind, some ounce of faith that people need, that mustard seed. So I just want to start off by saying I'm Arthur and I'm 31 years old at this point in life. I'm like almost at the half point of life. So this is pretty interesting. And where I'm at right now, I'm making $12 an hour. That's right, I'm making $12 an hour. I work in Houston, Texas. I live in Houston, Texas, and I work from home. How amazing is that? This pandemic has actually opened up a big marketplace that a lot of people don't understand it and can't comprehend it, not even looking into. So you guys need to really start looking at different areas to get jobs, because this type of pandemic is really discouraging people that they can't find a job. But the thing is that people are not looking outside of their expertise. People are not looking at points to where they didn't want to go. Okay, this is the thing. People are not looking outside of the box. People are comfortable where they were. See, this is about life. Life is about shit happening, and it's not in your favor. Shit happens and it's not in your favor. And people need to start realizing that this pandemic, this global pandemic, is really should be opening up a lot of our eyes to understand we're not fully in control of our lives. You know, God is in control of our lives. We are not control. You know what I'm saying? So let's start from there. The pandemic, it basically started last year, the beginning of last year. And which was pretty damn interesting, because I'm at my job, doing well. We're going to work every day, catching buses, catching the ride back and forth from work. And then this pandemic hits. And what's the first thing that happens there at the job is that the main site in the Philippines actually closed down, because the Philippines knew that they need to go ahead and nip this in the bud first. So what happens, how does that affect my site, you ask? Well, their site's closed down, and their site looks like mostly that they were taking care of one department solely in that site. And that caused a huge amount of customers to be calling in back to back. That was uncontrollable. And so our site, you know, they desperately needed the help, and they had us go ahead and take that training quick, same day, and get the ball rolling. And I'm glad I was there to take that and be a part of that, because I actually made it through that. And that was just pretty interesting to actually go through that at my job. I work at a call center, by the way, and we do things in the medical fields, things like that. We do the customer service side. So as you can imagine, I'm getting a good amount of this COVID pandemic ballpark, and it's a home run right now, people. And it's horrible. I mean, we're actually getting the vaccine coming in, but I'll get to that later. But at my job, you know, they decided to be like, hey, you know, we're going to get you guys to work at home. I don't want to put out a lot of detail out because it's my job, but they decided to let us work at home. And so when we decided to start working at home, it was pretty hectic. Of course, it was totally different for all of us, and we had to really endure through that, and we are still enduring through that, and things are better, thank God. And and it's been pretty busy, but now it's slowing down a bit, thank God. That means that it's not too bad, but I mean, it's in certain states that it's really bad, but it's not causing a backlog of people to be calling in. You know, it's not ton of people and calling in queue and things like that. But yeah, people, I really wanted to speak about making those moves that you don't want to make. And that brings me back to that point. is that there's a lot of people right now that are pretty devastated, without jobs, are losing out on money. And thank God the stimulus package, the pandemic relief package was passed at $600 in your pocket. That's better than nothing, because the package didn't have a stimulus check at all. There was no direct payments at all. So that's we should be grateful. There's a lot of people that was complaining that we were only getting $600. And I'm just like, well, the pandemic relief package had all kinds of deals in there. I mean, they had deals for people for getting extra money on unemployment. Yeah, there was a deal of holding back student loan payments. There was a lot of things that actually helped out people, but people just want the money. And I don't blame them. It's pretty tough out here. But yeah, I've been out here in Houston for about 4 or 5 years now, and it's been a complete a roller coaster. Excuse me, it's been a complete roller coaster. It hasn't been a perfect thing for me, but that's pretty much where I'm at right now, working from home and helping out the society with getting their test results and things of that nature for COVID. And I mean, it's pretty tough, having to explain to people, that want to know what the test result is and they're positive for COVID. Some people don't take it too well, and it's a part of the media that made it so horrible. When somebody hears the boom, they have the coronavirus, they're just panicking. They just don't know what they're doing. They just don't know where their life is heading after that. And all I have to say is, if you have the coronavirus, it's not the end of the world, but you do need to make sure that you monitor your symptoms. Make sure you call your hospital before you go, because hospitals are pretty strict when it comes to the coronavirus, as they should. I remember when it first happened, when I first had to go to the hospital, they had me. I thought it was very strange, and I got into it with the security guard because they wanted me to wear the mask over my nose too. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, they scanned me. There's no fever. I got my hand wash soap. I put on the mask over my mouth. So like, what more do you want from me? And so I had to get over, the wearing the mask thing. And I mean, it still sucks. I don't like doing it, but I know I have to do it. It's not all about me. A lot of people need to understand that you wearing a mask is not all about you and you feeling uncomfortable with wearing a mask. Let me tell you something. You could be walking around with the coronavirus and have no symptoms and be spreading that around to your grandmother, your grandparents, other people's grandparents, people that are have an autoimmune disease, people that have cancer, high blood pressure, extreme obesity. People that have asthma, these things are freaking lethal to these people. These things are lethal to these people. So you need to wear a mask, not for your own sake, and you need to suck it up if you don't like to wear a mask. This pandemic thing is not going to last forever. It's not that tough for you to be wearing a mask until this thing is over with. And if you feel uncomfortable wearing a mask, stay at home. Stay at home, work at home, find another job where you can work at home, find a way where you can limit contact with people, order your food to your house. Do things to keep yourself away from it, and so you don't have to deal with wearing a damn mask. You can do that, people. We live in 2020, 2021 now. 2021, there's so many ways that you can avoid with going into business directly. Forced to wear a mask and stuff. I don't like the mask mandates no more than anybody else does. But I can tell you this, I understand. I understand why we have to wear a mask, and I respect the fact of why we have to wear a mask. So you guys, man, I know you hate hearing about this shit, but damn, if you're going into a grocery store with a whole bunch of fucking people, with old people and stuff like that, and you don't know what kind of medical conditions that people have, wear put on your mask, because you may be good and you could be having a coronavirus because you so damn young and healthy that you could be having a coronavirus and have no symptoms. But guess what? You spread that to somebody else that's not as healthy and young as you. You should be ashamed of yourself for not wearing a mask. These no maskers, that's idiotic. That's very idiotic. Sorry, I keep getting a notification. Sorry about that. But come on, guys, let's be real and let's be honest. Let's logically think about this. If you guys are wearing, golly, freaking comments. So if you guys really want to get, oh my God, bro. Hold on, I'm about to block this guy here. Hold on, guys. Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and block this guy over here. Because I don't even think this is a guy. Is this a guy or a boy? I don't even know what this is. I don't know what that thing is. But anyways, guys. This is this information here, this breaking news right here is for the no maskers, the people that don't want to wear a mask and try not to wear a mask and do that shit in public. This is for you. This is a coronavirus. This is a virus that will eventually be gone. And you know what you guys are doing? You guys are extending the time. Every time you and all your other buddies and other people in America that decide to not want to wear their mask, you know what you're doing? You're extending the time on these mask mandates. You're making it worse. And guess what? All you need to do is wear a mask for this period of time. You know why we still wear a mask? Because you're not wearing a mask. You know why you're not wearing a mask? Because you're an idiot. As simple as that. And you need to start to wear your mask so we can get over this crap. I believe that there's an end to this. We have the vaccine already. We already have a vaccine. So all we need to do is just comprehend and abide by this mask mandate. Because it looks like Joe Biden is talking about making it a mandate throughout the whole nation and everything. Y'all made it get this far. If we would have just nipped it in the bud at first, it wouldn't even be this bad. You guys are doing this. You guys are just deciding to not wear masks. You guys are going out here fucking traveling to Hawaii and shit like that. Traveling from here to there. Going in and out of places and stuff. You guys are doing this. You can't even take time off to not take a flight to Hawaii. You still want to do that? Why would you want to risk your own life? Why would you want to risk getting the coronavirus to go to Hawaii? I deal with that a lot at my job. And these people get frustrated because they don't qualify for the coronavirus test because they're just trying to get tests just to go fly somewhere. These tests are mostly dedicated to people that known to be exposed or possibly been think that you might have been exposed to the coronavirus. Not because you just need this to go fly somewhere. You come back and you get the coronavirus. Let me tell you something. The new strand of coronavirus that mutated, that it came from the UK, got over here. The first record of it was in Colorado. How do you think that got to Colorado? I could be wrong, but I think it got to Colorado because someone decided to travel. Man, just chill out from all of this crap. You know, limit your mobility and stuff like that. Limit stuff right now. This is temporary, guys. This is not this is not something permanent.
Honestly, this is not something permanent. I used to think there was it was a conspiracy, and they're trying to take over and try to control us and stuff like that. But I realized to the fact when I started working and dealing with the coronavirus testing and looking more into the data, I realized that we're still under mask mandates because there's still an extreme amount of people that are contracting the coronavirus. And then, from what I'm seeing and what I'm getting from my job on fluctuation of calls about people getting tested and needing testing after a holiday, there's no doubt about it that it's not that the government is trying to control us. It's because you can't stay at home. You can't stay still and limit contact with around people for fucking one season out of the year. It's because of you. I'm talking about to the people where the shoe fits, not everyone. It's because of you. You are the one that's extending these mandates. The government is the ones that's enforcing it, but you're the one that's extending it. We need to stop this, guys. It's getting bad. California is over 2 million confirmed cases. That's horrible. Like 2 weeks ago, they didn't even have 2 million. 2 weeks ago, Texas had more cases. California might be almost 3 million if they're not there yet. I haven't even checked, but it's getting bad in California. It's because people can't stay out. People can't stay home. People can't wash their hands. People can't wear their mask. Simple shit. If you don't like wearing a mask, wear your fucking mask that you like to wear proud with. Do your part in some way, shape, or form. What do you mean controlling us? Let's think about this controlling us deal. Why would that be a form of control? And what would be the purpose of a form of a control of wearing a medical mask? What's up the government's sleeve for forcing people to wear a medical mask if it's not to the prevention of contracting and transmitting a virus? What's the other purpose of that? Let's think about these things. Let's stop spreading that. Let's stop spreading that deal that the government is trying to control us. The government is trying to control us at this point because of this, because you guys don't have enough sense and you're just inconsiderate. You're inconsiderate. You don't want to wear a fucking mask because you're inconsiderate. You're a jerk. That's why. I just have to be honest. So guys, just chill out. Go find you a better job. Go find you a job that lets you work from home. Find you a call center job that lets you work from home. If it doesn't pay enough, get you a second call center job that lets you work from home. You can use your own computer and work from home. Start some side hustles. Make some money online. Sell some shit. Do what you need to do to stay away from that shit and stay away from having that feeling of being forced to wear a mask. Because the whole world doesn't revolve around you. The whole world is not inconsiderate. I'm going to cut it from here, but I'm going to also talk about other things, guys. Y'all need to stay tuned because I have a lot of stuff on my mind. I'm going to talk about things ranging from like this coronavirus, the social, economics, political views, like Black Lives Matter, Trumpers, everything. So you guys stay tuned.
Have a good one.